Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Today's top story centers on a massive liquidation event that many are calling Crypto Black Friday. On October 10th, tariff-related headlines led to forced liquidations amounting to nearly $19 to $20 billion, wiping out $65 billion in futures open interest in one day. Despite the turmoil, Bitcoin managed to hold roughly $115,000, and even ETFs have shown mixed flows, a sign that while volatility remains high, there is also cautious reinvestment underway. Institutional activity is making headlines as well. Bitmine, under the leadership of Tom Lee, bolstered its Ethereum treasury with a significant dip buy, adding over 200,000 ETH during market chaos. Meanwhile, MicroStrategy purchased 220 bitcoins at an average price of $123,000, pushing its total holdings to over 640,000, although these pricey buys came just moments before a major downturn. On the public market side, House of Doge's recent move to go public on Nasdaq through a reverse takeover signals a new era for Dogecoin, as the firm positions itself to expand its utility in traditional finance despite regulatory pushback from some quarters. There is also energy in Asia. China Renaissance is preparing a $600 million BNB treasury fund with support from YZ Labs, indicating a shift where Asia is leaning toward infrastructure tokens that drive liquidity rather than just store of value assets. Along similar lines, Societe Generale Forge and Bitpanda have expanded their partnership to launch regulated stablecoins into the DeFi arena, blending traditional finance with blockchain technology. On the technical front, charts reveal an interesting landscape. Bitcoin traders are eyeing historical patterns from previous years to guide the market's rebound from the recent $19 billion liquidation shock. Meanwhile, technical analysis for altcoins like XRP, Doge, and XLM shows mixed signals with critical support and resistance levels under close watch. XRP, for example, is testing its support near $2.55 following whale-induced selling, while Dogecoin faces resistance at 22 cents after repeated rejection at higher levels. Network upgrades have also been notable. Ethereum's Fusaka upgrade has rolled out on the Sepolia testnet, introducing PeerDAS to reduce bandwidth and costs for institutional users, with a final rehearsal scheduled on the Hoodie network before mainnet activation. And in regulatory news, WazirX's debt restructuring plan has cleared the court, while California has enacted new rules to protect unclaimed crypto assets from forced liquidation. Lastly, a high-profile trader, Garrett Gin, famously known as the Big Bitcoin Short, made upwards of $200 million by timing his short trade perfectly around Trump's tariff announcement, plunging the market into a record deleveraging event. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready.